You hold Madav Chov Gimel Omer Aleph. You're on top. Yeah, the Mishnah says, HaMakdish Nechosef, somebody's Makdish is property. For Yisraelov Ksubasisha. He also like has a wife that if he ever gives her a get, he'll have to pay her a Ksuba. So, but first he was Makdish all his property. So Rablezer says, Kishir Garshenu, if he gives his wife a get now, Salachar is Yidur Hano. We have to make sure that he's doing it because he wants to give her a get, and not be afraid of Kanunya, that maybe he was Makdish his Nechosim. So he wants to give his wife a get, his wife will be able to collect the money from Hegdish, because the amount of the Ksuba really wasn't Hegdish. So she'll be able to collect the Ksuba and take it back. We have to be afraid, like Rashi says, maybe after that, the husband will marry back his wife. He's only making a trick between the two of them to get some property away from Hegdish. So therefore, when the person gives his wife a get, is Yidur Hano. We have to make sure it makes a neder, he'll never remarry her. That it really means to give her a get. Yeshua holds, ain't it Sarach? You don't have to force those men to make a neder, he won't remarry her. We're not afraid. It's enough to let him give his wife a get. And then she'll be able to take up her nechosim, she'll be able to take the value of the ksuba from this nechosim. Ki yaitzev adagra, similar cases. Amar Hashem Gamliel. Afo orif li'isha b'ksubosa. Let's say a person was a guarantee for the wife to pay the ksuba. When they first got married, so there was an orif there to say, in case the husband can't pay the ksuba, he'll pay the ksuba. So the husband knows that if he can't pay the ksuba, this other person will pay it for him. For Yabailo Megarsha, and now all of a sudden the husband gives his wife a get. So again, we have to be afraid, maybe the reason why the husband is doing it, that she'll be able to collect the ksuba from this other person, and then they'll remarry again and they'll share the money like. So the same thing, Yadirenu Hano, they have to make a net there not to have a no from one another. And there's another, he won't be able to remarry her anymore. Because otherwise, Shema Yasa Kanunya, we're afraid al nechosim shozer the yachzer esishtoi. We have to be afraid. Maybe they're making a trick between the two of them. That the reason why the husband is giving his wife a get so that she'll be able to collect the ksuba from this oruf, and then after she gets the money, they'll go and remarry. So we're also afraid for that. Therefore, we make it tonight like the husband can only give his wife a get or collect. She's going to collect the ksuba. If he makes a neder, he'll never remarry her. So Morris says, "When Mike came with you, what's the machlekes then, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua?" Reb Lezer said, Yes, even though it's a question of hegdish, he was makdish's fields. Still, we're afraid maybe the person will make a trick and want to get property away from hegdish. That's why he's giving his wife a get. But really, he'll remarry her later." Reb Yeshua said, "No, ain't all the moisty kununya ala hegdish. No, since you're talking about hegdish, take it properly. Behold, that's a sort of person will not make a trick against hegdish." So Mara says, if that's true, v'yelho diyama Rav Huna. Not that Rav Huna said, that shchiv meira shehigdish kol nechosef, or shchiv meira person that's about to die, or a sick person, if he's makdish ol nechosim, v'yama, and after he says that, then after he's makdish is nechosim, then he says, money l'ploini biyodish, no, I owe somebody money. And the pshat is now that we take back $100 from hegdish, we pay that person. So Rav Huna says, nema, we believe the person. So the Lachura question is, why do we believe him? Why aren't we afraid of Kanunya? Maybe the person's only lying now to get the money back from Hegdish. So Rav Huna says, as far as Chazoka, Kanunya ala Hegdish. A person doesn't make a trick against Hegdish. That's Rav Huna's Svara. So Chura Gemara says, Rav Huna's only saying it according to Rabbi Yeshua. But not according to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds that a person wouldn't make a trick against Hegdish. It's not saying according to everybody. So Mora says, loy, could be no. Rav Huna says according to everybody. It's like this. Ad kam loy pligi ala babori. Where the machlokes now Mishnah, if the person's a healthy person, so then he's going to make a trick against Hegdish, that he himself will be able to have, enjoy the property. Abu v'shchimra, but the person's about to die, then divri hako leinor de moise kanun ala Hegdish. Then that's Rav Huna's svara. That since the person's going to die anyway, so now that he wakes up and says he owes somebody money, and Hegdish is going to pay that person the money, the person will not make a trick to do this. My time, what's the reason? A person won't do a chet if he doesn't gain from it. If he's not going to gain from the deal, why should he do this chet-like? So we're the guys healthy by the case of the Mishnah where he'll share the property with his wife. We're afraid he'll do this trick. From here, the person's going to die just time to give somebody else money to take away from Hegdish. That we're not afraid he'll do. Sefer Afudna by Yishchim Murag also going to everybody. Ikadiyami, someone said like this. Bibori, if the person is healthy, the kuliyam aloi pligi, the yodim oisekununin ala Hegdish. Could everybody agrees that when the person is healthy, we are afraid he'll make a trick against Hegdish. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah then? Why does Rabbi Yeshua say we don't make him swear to his wife he won't remarry her? So what's the machlokes then? So again, so look, Rav Huna is good. By Yeshchim Merah, everybody agrees we're not afraid to make a trick. But if the person is healthy, then we are afraid to make a trick to take the money away from Hegdish. So why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yeshua say you don't have to make the neder? The Pshat is Barocha b'neder shehudu b'rabim k'miflagi. Here it's a shadow that does this neder work altogether that he won't be able to make for it later. It's a neder that's made by Rabin in front of a lot of people. That mas soviyesh to him forward. The pshat from Rabbi Yeshua is he holds it does not help because even though he makes the neder, he won't remarry his wife. Barabin, but still the lach is he could be matter that neder. So therefore it doesn't help to make the neder. He'll be matter the neder later anyway. Well, Masova, Reb Lezolds, no, Eloi HaFarwa, there's no way he could be Mata that neder, therefore we tell him he has to make this neder that he can't remarry his wife, then we're not afraid he's making a trick here. But it could be, even if Yeshua holds, we are afraid, just we can't do anything. The boy said another child would be like this, the Kuliyama could be both of them agree that neder should do Barabim Yeshua HaFarwa. Stam a neder that was done Barabim, that's not enough, that's not strong enough. Later, the husband comes with a complaint, with a pesach, he could be matter the neder. For all we have to now Mishnah, the neder shehudur al das rabim, where the neder was made al das rabim. Rashi says shoyim yom lo in the door, where the rabim tells him to make a neder. Here's the machlokes of miflagi. Here's the machlokes that on this Rabbi Lezer holds there is no hafara. Therefore, we make the husband make this type of a neder not to be able to remarry back his wife. Nibishu holds no, even this neder also there's a head to it. So Mar says, this true like, if so, the Elohod Yom Ramayma, that's what Ramayma says, neder shehudu barabim, a neder that was done barabim, yesh lo yafor. Erechnami, that neder you could be matter. But our das rabim was done because the rabim told him to do it. It was done, our das, that's a stronger neder. Ein lo yafor doesn't have a fora. So Sadra, we're coming out now, Lema, let's say, Ketano Yom Lishmaita. He's saying according to Machlokes Tanoim, like it's only Reb Lezer that holds that svarah. We're saying according to Yeshua, a neder shehudur, even Adas Rabin, is Yesh Lo Yafarah. So that's one question. Secondly, if Yeshua Oyma Einet Tzorach, if Yeshua the Mishnah says Einet Tzorach, we do not have to make the husband make the neder. So the way we're learning right now, really he should have to. But if Pshat is Einet Moyel Miboyle, the Mishnah should have said it doesn't help. Not that you don't have to. Really, you would have to. Because we're saying now, Yeshua holds, a person would also make kenunya, make a trick against Hegdish. Just, it doesn't help to make this neder. So the Mishnah should have said a lashon of ein moyel mi boy. That's what the Mishnah should have said. So Mishnah says, rather, elo rather, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? Hocho b'sheilo de Hegdish k'miflagi. I say everybody type agrees that by a bari, we should be afraid that the person is to make a kenunya against Hegdish. And therefore, when everybody holds, if you make a neder al das rabim, you cannot be matarit. Says so. Why does your Yeshua hold? You don't have to make this neder. When you makdish something, and then you want to be sure you have charot to your makdish it, you want to take away the whole neder, take away the whole hegdish. That's the machlekes. The Gemara says what Tanya learned in the Chusrash says is the proof that hamakdish nechos. Let's say somebody was makdish all this property. And then he had a ksubas isha, he owed his wife a ksuba. So Reb Lezer Weimek, Kishu Megarish, when he gives his wife a get, is either or not, he has to make a neder not to remarry her back again. Because otherwise, we're afraid he's doing it for kanunya. Vishu Weimek, it's sarach, he doesn't have to. Now, Vyom Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Heinein Divri Be Shammai, Heinein Divri Be Silom. This machlekes, Reb Lezer and Yeshua, is told the machlekes between Be Shammai and Be Silom. Shebashamay, when Beshamay holds the svar is Hegdish, Toyas Hegdish. If you mocked something, even though it's a mistake, still the Hegdish is chal. That's a Mishnah in Nozirim. If somebody's mocked and says the first thing that comes out of the house, if it's a black animal, it should be Hegdish. So Lachar is, even though it's a white one that comes out, still it's Hegdish. There's a Churm of Hegdish, it's always chal. Well, they still learn him no, Hegdish toyes and Hegdish. If you mocked something by mistake, the Hegdish is not chal. So therefore, it's like this, Rashi explains. According to Beis Hillel, if you're maktish in the chosim, and later you have charata you did, you could be shul, you could be mati and nevi, you could take away the hegdish. Says, so that's Rabbi Yeshua's svara. Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person could be shul, take away the hegdish in the first place. So therefore, now Mishnah, like he says, we're not afraid to make a kanunya. Because if this person really wants to take the property away from hegdish, why does he have to go and go so far to give his wife a get? And then remarry him. If he wants to get the property back from Hegdish, he could have done a simple thing. He could have just been, shoyl al nidroi. He could have said he wanted to be matter the nether. Since he doesn't say that, so it's a proof that he's not making any trick. But rather, he just really means to give his wife a get. That's the machlok you see in the Mishnah. But everybody would hold, stamazoi, we are afraid you'll make kanunya even against Hegdish by Yabari. Now the Mishnah says, Mor says, the same thing applies if you have an oriv by a ksuba, and then you want to collect the ksuba, so you have to be afraid you're doing it for a trick just to get the money back. So much like this, Moshe Bar Azri, name of a person, Ovo de Kalose, heavy. He was a guarantee for his daughter-in-law's ksuba. In other words, when his son Mosulsi Rafuna got married, so the Rafuna's father accepted upon himself that if Rafuna would ever give a get to his wife, the father would pay the ksuba. Now Rafuna Brei Tsumim Rabbon Hevi, his son Rafuna was a big time chacham learning, but the Dchikol Enosi didn't have what teach, is very, very poor. Some Rabbi said like this, Leka Dinosi Veitzu, why doesn't anybody give him advice? And those Rabbi was Abaye went to give Rafuna advice to Rafuna and told Rafuna like this, you're very poor, you need money. You know what you should do? The Ligrash Lidvesua. Go and give your wife a get. And you won't have any money to pay the ksuba, so she'll collect the ksuba from your father. The taste for ksubosa meyavua, and let her go and collect the ksuba from your father. For lahadre mahadre, and then you go remarry her. So this is the way you'll get some money. That's what Abaye told Rafuna. And this the Gemara says, Omele Rav says back, Ivanana, now Mishnah says, Yidir Hanotanan. And now Mishnah says, Tamazai, we're afraid of this. And therefore there's a takono that when you give your wife a get, you have to mamish make a neder, you can't remarry her. So, what is it going to help you to give him this aid? So it won't help. He wants to stay married, doesn't want to give his wife a real get. So Gemara says, V'yabaye meant to say, also called the Megarish for Beidina Megarish. Means when you give a get, you don't have to go to Besdin. Means to say, give the get in front of two Edim. And in front of two Edim, they won't make you make the neder. So once you give a get, now that your wife has the get, she'll go and collect the ksuba from your father. But the Gemara says that what happened really was here, Lissife, at the end, Igloi Milsa came out, we saw what really happened here was, the Kohen Heve. Rav Huna was a Kohen. Smell, this was not a good answer to tell Rav Huna to give his wife a get. Because once he gives her a get, he would not be able to remarry again. The Kohen can't marry back a Grusha. But the more still is, so Abaye says, Elamai, what you have to say here is, Basar Aniya Ozlan Yusa. And after the poor goes the poor. Meaning to say, because he can't help him out. And the Hanami, he just can't be helped out. You have to let him. But the more he asks some question now, Umiyomar Abaye Hoch, is it true? How could Abaye himself give such advice to Rav Huna to try and jip his father? How could you do that? Vom Rabbi Abaye himself said, Vom Rabbi, Zeyu Rosh Orim, what's called like a wicked, real wicked Rosh Orim, Zeh Hamasi Eitza, somebody gives advice, Limcher Ben Chosim to sell your property, Kevashim Ben Gamliel, like Rashim Ben Gamliel. So Rashi says there's a similar type of the case, that's a Gemara in the Sechta Ksubis, that if someone like this, if somebody says, Oime Bishas, if someone says, Bishas, he dies, that I want my property to go to you, but after you die, like that person, the plunge go to somebody else. Now the Rishon goes down and takes it over. So what he should do really is just use it, that's all. And when that person dies, it goes to the second one. But let's say the first one sells it to somebody else, that's it. The second guy will never get it. So Shimon over there says that the Sheni doesn't get it. So Abaye says it's not a good thing to do there. You can't tell somebody the first guy, sell it, and mail the second guy won't get it. Because we see, since when the original person that died said over, I want you to have it, and then the next person, so the Chachid is supposed to be Mekayim what he wants, and not to give Eitzes to ruin it. So we're here also, he should not give an Eitzah, like that the father should have to pay the Ksuba with not with Tzarech. It's also called like a Rosha to do this. So Mary answers no. Mary answers, I'll tell you, the first of all, Bereshan here was different. Here Afunu was the son of his father, of Moshe Bar Atzri. So here it's a small real that the father really would want to give the money to his son. So therefore, Abaye said this eight to go give your wife a gift, meaning to say, if you do it, like for sure your father would want to help you out. Secondly, the Tzumim Rabon Shani. Here, since he was a Talmud Chacham, there was a big inyan to see that he should have money. So therefore here, Abaye saw fit that he should give him the Seitzah. It could be because the son was a Sumer Abundant, that would be a double swerve why the father would really be Nichab to give the money. So it wasn't really like a Gzeila here, it was just on the way of like be murder the father, tell about his son. Therefore he thought this was an appropriate Eitzah, but it came out the Maisa still wasn't so good, because the Maisa of Huna was a Kayin, and if he would have given his wife a get, he could not remarry it, so therefore it's not a good Eitzah. Now the Gemara's time is the question. The Tepigle, why don't we ask the question Mechalim Abaya? The Tepigle, the Or of the Ksubos Lei Mishtabit. We have a Sugi in Ksubis, that when you have to give a Ksub and somebody says, I guarantee to pay for you, it means nothing. It's some words B'Alma. There's no Din Oriv, I can't be a guarantee on a Ksuba. We'll soon explore later. Because we say what the person means to say is not that he really means it. He only means to say, let the Shittach go through, he's doing the Shei Mitzvah. You want to get married, you're afraid you may not get your ksuba, I'll take care of it. But he doesn't really mean it, because no money is given out right now. So anyway, Orev is not chal by ksuba. So why should Abaye tell him, like, give his wife a get? Why would his father?